I am feeling incomplete. Though I myself am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Undoubtedly, Srila Vyasadeva was complete in all the details of Vedic achievements. Purification of the living being submerged in matter is made possible by the prescribed activities in the Vedas. But the ultimate achievement is different. Unless it is attained, the living being, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal stage. Srila Vyasadeva appeared to have lost the clue and therefore felt dissatisfaction. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So just like Arjuna was fully equipped with knowledge of the Dhanur Veda and Vedas in general, and equipped with all spiritual knowledge of martial arts, he himself seemed to be not fully satisfied. In other words, he was bewildered, and Krishna put him in illusion, so he was not feeling he was in his proper situation. He wanted to leave the battlefield. So many times devotees, they may think, I'm fully equipped with all knowledge. Prabhupada's given us everything in his books, and he's given a complete program. Everything is there, and so much facility has been given and over time, you know, for our services. But sometimes we're feeling also incomplete. But that incompleteness that we may feel may be just because of our incomplete Krishna consciousness. We're still influenced by the modes. The incompleteness of Srila Vyasadeva is a pastime, and he had all Vedic knowledge, and he was totally prepared to present everything. But at the time, in the pastime, he appears to be not satisfied. Dissatisfied. Like Prabhupada says, it appears that he has lost the clue. And that was what appeared to be the case with Arjuna. It seemed like he lost, you know, the clue. What's the knowledge? What's the clue for, you know, going on in battle with full surrender? It seemed like he, in the beginning, it seemed like he lost it. And he was feeling he didn't want to go on in terms of his martial duties. So sometimes for the devotee, it seems like that. Don't really maybe want to go on or with full enthusiasm because there's maybe some feeling of incompleteness. dissatisfaction that we've lost, you know, some clues or never really understood them. But Vyasadeva's situation is different in the sense that he's pure. He's an incarnation of the Lord, literary incarnation. And his pastime of taking shelter of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, in this situation is so instructive for the living entity. Because unless we are plugged into the devotional aspect of everything that we're doing, we do feel incomplete and dissatisfied. So devotional service, you know, remembering Krishna's pastimes, putting Krishna in the center, as the Bhagavatam does, is really what gives us that completeness and that satisfaction. So without that aspect of our service, then we become dissatisfied, don't feel complete. And the ultimate achievements that we're meant to attain, we perhaps will not attain in this lifetime unless we are so-called clued in to the understanding of Krishna in the center of all our activities, all our services with pure devotion. So if we're not clued into that, at least striving for that, then there is so much restlessness and dissatisfaction. Just like the other day, Atma Prabhu was mentioning from Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada's purport to chapter 7, text 16. He was saying that, you know, we're not going to achieve success in this devotional service in our lifetime if we're we don't have spiritual goals, right? Different things. If we don't get rid of our selfishness, right? And if we don't establish spiritual goals, and then also the other one was, I think, regularity, to be regulated. You know, if we're irregular, no spiritual goals, and if we're selfish, then we won't achieve success. And those things will give so much dissatisfaction. You know, you won't feel enlivened, fully enlivened in devotional service. So the spiritual goal, you know, Vyasadeva, he really had a spiritual goal as an incarnation to present Krishna and his pastimes, pure devotional service, all these things. We're all part of the plan, you know, all part of the goals. But it seems like he has, as Prabhupada said, lost the clue, you know, to the goals. It seems like that. And then it comes to the point where he takes shelter of the spiritual master, and then he realizes what his goals are, what he needs to perform. And this puts emphasis on the necessity of taking shelter of the guru, striving for spiritual goals of pure devotional service, and always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. So Vyasadeva's pastime gives that emphasis. Other things too, of course, are coming out of the pastime. And here in the purport, Prabhupada's saying that purification of the living being submerged in matter is made possible by the prescribed activities in the Vedas. But the ultimate achievement is different. So, in the Vedas, we see that if we follow, you know, the, like Krishna says in the Gita, the flowery language, or just study about the three modes of material nature, you know, study the four Vedas, Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, then we don't really achieve the ultimate in understanding, which is pure devotional service to Krishna, and always remembering Krishna. So the living entity can be still submerged in matter and influenced by the modes of, you know, their prescribed activities and, you know, doing what's pious and their karma kanda activities and all of this, according to the Vedas, they can be submerged in that and not become fully satisfied or achieve the ultimate result. So that can be kind of a bewildering thing where we think, well, if we take up the Vedic path, why should not we achieve the ultimate result? But unless you know what is the ultimate result, you know, how are you going to wade through all of these literatures and find out what it really is? What is that ultimate achievement and result? And what is the essence of the Vedas? You know, only through the mercy of the spiritual master are you going to really figure all of that out. And so, of course, Narada presents that to Vyasadeva, and then we also are being presented with this ultimate achievement and goal of the literatures presented by Srila Prabhupada through his Bhaktivedanta purports, which Prabhupada so wonderfully crafted as Krishna's instrument by the the study and help of the previous acharyas, their commentaries. So in that way, we know what's the clue, or at least the clue is there. And unless we really are not following properly, we at least have some understanding of the clue that we're supposed to proceed in parampara and follow Prabhupada's instructions, the instructions of his representatives, and attain Krishna prema through this, eventually through this practice of sadhana bhakti, raganuga bhakti, and gradually attaining to this topmost achievement, which will totally satisfy the living entity. And nothing will be lost, you know, no understandings will be lost. We won't lose the clue, and we won't feel restless and dissatisfied. We'll actually be very satisfied that we're on this path and achieving gradually some realizations that you know, bhakti yoga is the topmost path. So, I don't have much voice left. I know it's still early, but maybe there might be some comments. I was just thinking of this last sentence. Unless it is attained, the living being, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal stage. So unless the ultimate achievement is attained, the living being, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal stage. So would anybody like to comment on that? What does that mean, that the living entity, even though fully equipped, cannot be situated in the transcendentally normal state? So what is that? What does that mean, not fully equipped?
Really,
So that answers the next question. If we're not feeling fully satisfied, although we're fully equipped in the sense that we have all of Prabhupada's books, instructions, etc., then what is the problem? And like you said, if we're not attached to, you know, trying to chant nicely, etc., and we're attached to the objects of the senses, etc., then we're not satisfied. So we have to take up the program. Anything else? We'll stop here then. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. More prasad too, Prabhu. There's like fruits and everything, if you like. That's enough? Okay.